I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Songwriter Willis Allen Ramsey came from Alabama via Dallas and had been a student at the University of Texas. Willis was a dashing but mellow figure in a rumpled cowboy hat who made memorable songs like Muskrat Love, Northeast Texas Women, and The Ballad of Spider John, all of which were in a 1972 LP just called Willis Allen Ramsey. This interview in 2003, by then 30 years later, reminds me that Ramsey is known as much for not having made another recording in the intervening years as having made the one he did.
Well, I got in a little folk trio with a friend of mine who was a writer. It seemed like every time he would play a song or it would be a song that he would lead, he'd go, and here's another song I wrote. After a while, the element of intimidation took over, and I decided that if I wanted to kind of keep up in front of the audiences or whatever and have at least a few of the girls looking at me every once in a while, that I should play a song that I wrote.
South of Oklahoma, eastern New Mexico, west of Louisiana, where all them Cajuns go. They got a little place called Texas, where the women grow on trees. They're right there for the picking, just as easy as you please. And you better run, take hold. You're gonna get young before you get old. Them Texas women is Texas gold. Kisses that are sweeter than cactus. No.
Maybe you could get me from the folk trio with the burgeoning songwriting to Austin, coming to Austin, getting involved in the scene here in the 70s.
Well, when I graduated from high school in Dallas, just as quickly as possible, I wanted to get out of town, so I ended up going to school here at UT. And there was a folk scene that was fairly well established by that time. Janis Joplin had been discovered here. You had guys like Jerry Jeff, Townes Van Zandt, and Guy Clark, and it just totally blew me away because it was right about the time I was starting to get interested in roots-oriented people like Woody Guthrie and Robert Johnson. Everything seemed to indicate a green light for maybe thinking about playing music.
Just a puff of Oklahoma on an endless one-night stand. I wandered and I rambled.
Woody basically just sort of gave any artist permission to say whatever they felt and to do it in any manner of art form that they felt like. I think he was really one of the first true multimedia artists, if you will, because he wrote poems, he wrote essays, he wrote letters to Congress.
He did radio.
Exactly. There seemed to be that same sort of feeling about Austin in this area in Central Texas.
Now you know that Woody Guthrie dead and buried in the ground. But sometimes I sing his songs and I get to thinking that he's still around. Cause I hold that his fire is everlasting, testify that his course has run true. And the rambling man's rears and the kingdom's ears, but his songs are for me and you.
Who is Spider John?
Spider John is a guy that picked me up one time when I was hitchhiking from Memphis to Washington, D.C. Sort of this dodgy character that was a drug dealer and obviously sort of a shady sort of fellow. I have no idea who he is, but I patterned it off of this guy that gave me a ride, and it's all in the song.
Well, I was a supermarket fool. I was Spider John with a loaded hand. Jim Anthem. That is all my story. It's been these 30 years since I took to the road. Find my precious jewel.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.